And welcome back, everyone, to the Endurance Hour podcast, 2018, the first episode of 2018. And if you can tell by my voice, I am struggling with a cold, which happens to be one of the topics we're going to discuss in this episode. Welcome back, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I had my cold virus, whatever I was struggling with, actually on New Year's Day. I started losing my voice and came down with laryngitis last week. So I completely lost my voice for about 3 days.
I remember us, we provide for anybody out there free swim and run form analysis videos. And that was one issue that you and I had to deal with, is waiting until your voice came back so you can do a voice analysis for a person's swim video that we posted on YouTube.
Yeah. And it was interesting because never having laryngitis before, I was of course Googling it and figuring out why did I get it? How long is it going to last? And they said 1 to 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh my God, how could you go for 1 to 2 weeks without your voice? Luckily for me, I started feeling sick, and my sickness as far as like cough and everything lasted about a week. And the losing the voice only was about 3 days. And then as it started coming back, it was a couple more days thereafter. But that was a tough one because people would be calling me and I didn't want to answer the phone. One of the treatments they say was don't even whisper. So I didn't want to put myself in any situation to be with my family or anything because they'd make me talk. And literally like 5 minutes of just whispering, I would be exhausted. Like it really fatigued my whole system to try to talk when I wasn't supposed to. So it was just a brand new virus I got. And I don't get sick. I get sick every, multiple years. Years go by until I'm going to be sick again. So that's how my new year started.
I was at the early stages of getting sick like earlier this week, and then it almost went away. And then early yesterday, I started getting the Barry White voice, where uh-huh. very, very deep. And then late last night, it was starting to close up, and I could feel my chest, like potential phlegm in my chest. And I started doing the whispering because I didn't want to stress my vocal cords. And I was really mm-hmm. iffy on whether or not we'd make it today, but I'll talk a little softer and maybe make this like a jazz channel.
Nice. It seems to be going around though. I mean, flu, I've talked to a lot of athletes I coach who have been getting symptoms of the flu or cases of the flu where it's actually knocking them out, fever, chills, for multiple days, even a week at a time.
Well, we're going to talk about this question of what to do when you are sick here in just in a few minutes. But coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the new LEC website on endurancehour.com, our Couch to Triathlon or Couch to Triathlete video series, some of the things going on in the T2 Endurance Facebook group. We have a voicemail that was left to us about a week ago that was left on speakpipe.com/endurancehour. Our consult giveaway is complete. We've got our 5 winners who will now get a 1-hour consult with Wendy for free. Also, PDFs are gone. Let me go jump into this one here. The PDFs, as we mentioned last year, and a lot of people took advantage of this, so congratulations. We had a combination of PDF training plans and Training Peaks training plans, and the PDFs were about, 30% cheaper than the Training Peaks, because when you put them on Training Peaks charges a lot more for us to distribute them to you. And then at the end of the year, because we want to make this transition completely to Training Peaks, we were discontinuing the PDFs and making them all 50% off. And a lot of people took advantage of that. But officially, we no longer have PDF training plans for the Endurance Hour. We are 100% on Training Peaks. So you can go to Training Peaks and you can see icons on endurancehour.com, T2coaching.com, and throughout our Facebook pages. But just because you can't save on PDFs, you can save with a 33% off discount code to Training Peaks. You want to remind people about that? Do you know the website exactly?
For our Training Peaks links?
Yeah. So if you go to
Endurance Hour. If they want to search for training plans, they can search Training Plans by Wendy Mader. And then they're going to be brought up to a list of everything that we offer, cycling, running, triathlon, and swimming. And if they don't have a Training Peaks account, they can just sign up for a basic account, which is free. And then there's also a premium account, which has a couple more feature functions that the athlete can enjoy. I believe it's about $120 a year for that annual Training Peaks subscription. And if they use the code USAT17, that'll give them 20% off.
Oh, good. And you can get 33% off all of our plans forever, not just a one-time use, but an all-exclusive, discount code. If you go to endurancehour.com/33%, that's 33%, go there and we'll give you the code that you can use to buy anything on our plans, 33% off. Speaking of discounts, it's a new year and there's some new sponsors involved with your Endurance Hour co-hosts. Tell us about what you got going for 2018, Wendy.
So, you know, I've been affiliated with Blue 70 on when I was a Timex multi-sport athlete, and I've continued the relationship with Blue 70. So I have a 30% discount code for our listeners, our newsletter subscribers, anyone who wants it, just contact me for the code. And it's 30% off anything on the Blue 70, you know, wetsuits, caps, goggles, tri-suits. One thing, though, I don't believe you can use a discount code on a sale item. So you can try to, but I don't think they allow discount codes if something's already on sale. And right now, I just got an email 48 hours ago that Blue 70 is kind of doing a blowout of all their 2017 wetsuit models. So it's probably better than the 30% discount. But so if you're in shopping for a wetsuit, you should definitely check those out.
And also Rudy Project, which has helmets and sunglasses and probably gear too.
Helmet, sunglasses, gear, prescription. One thing I really liked about Rudy Project is they're one of very few companies that I know of that will that offer you prescription glasses. And so they're my newest sponsor, and I have a discount code for anyone for 50% off. If someone wants to contact me, I can give you that code as well.
And that will be in the newsletter from this point forward?
Yeah.
So if you go to endurancehour.com, you'll see on the right-hand side an icon. It's about two or three icons down on the right-hand side, which is red. It says newsletter sign up. Click on that, put your email in there, and each week we give an update to what we talked about in the podcast. We have some workouts of the week, some training advice, and some other goodies in there, plus discount codes to these products and also specials on certain training plans. You know, all our training plans are 33% off if you use that discount code, but we also offer every once in a while a special discount on the plan. So sign up for the newsletter and you'll get those discounts for sure on a weekly basis. Speaking of the website, a new look website for 2018, I was moving around and, you know, maybe this is just because how I listen to podcasts. I'm big just listening on iTunes. And we offer show notes, so links to things we talked about. And the podcast was the number one item on the website, the first thing you saw. But we also have other categories like swimming, cycling, running, cross training, things like that. Well, we kind of put the podcast icon as just a clickable link, and then you'll see the list of our podcasts, and you can go in there and find whatever show notes that we talked about. Now it's broken down by category, so we have specific articles on the website, swimming, cycling, I got cross training on here, and also some running articles. So if you're looking for those, and that would be the way you'll see it from this point forward. And you'll still see the training plans that we have to offer as the tab there. Just so you know, someone didn't take over the website. It was done on purpose to make it easier to navigate and find stuff you're interested in. Couch to Triathlete series. Wendy, take this one away because we've already sold some of these and I like your idea of making this an easy style of training.
So the reason, so we created a Couch to Ironman, Couch to 70.3, Couch to Olympic, a Couch to Sprint program. They're longer than our programs that we've already created, the beginner and advanced 70.3 Ironman and Olympic. They're just longer programs. They have more, a lot more content to really give someone who may have never done a triathlon before the tools they need to get there healthy and kind of safely, as well as for an experienced athlete who maybe they've done triathlon, but maybe they really have been on the couch, so to speak, for a year or two and or longer, and they're so much has changed. Every year, you know, there's just so much new technology and new information. So we want to kind of help update people who haven't really been in the sport in a while who feel like they're coming off the couch. We do have some prerequisites, so it's not necessarily, you know, going from absolutely zero to Ironman. which it could be, but we do have some starting points that we want to make sure you're there before you start the program, which is actually pretty minimal.
And you'll be able to find that under the training plans tab on our website. We also have videos that explain this in more detail on our YouTube channel. Those things will be in the show notes, so you'll be able to find those. I want to get to, before we get to like the T2 Endurance Club, the voicemail, and the console giveaway, any fun gifts or toys that you got over the Christmas holiday that you're looking forward to using as an athlete in 2018?
You know, I got my first Garmin. It wasn't necessarily a Christmas gift, but I've always been interested in using a Garmin watch. Basically, every athlete I coach uses a Garmin. Even those athletes who are really true beginners, couch two athletes, they know the Garmin, they use a Garmin. They ask me questions about a Garmin that I'm always kind of like, I've never used a Garmin. I'm not quite sure. Let me look at a YouTube video about it. So my friend Diana was selling hers and she posted on Facebook and I purchased it from her and I've been using it and it's kind of fun. You know, I've never been one to be the gear geek at all, but this is something that's really kind of simple to use. And I've enjoyed having this data and downloading it into my Training Peaks account and kind of actually, you know, coaching myself with data now that I've never done much of in the past. So I also have a Stride running power meter. And this was the main reason I wanted to get the Garmin, was so it could measure my running power from the Stride power meter.
That sounds strange to me. You can garner power from your running?
Right. So STRDY. I think I spelled that wrong. Stride power meter. It's a new technology. I'm going to say it came out last year. And I also have, if anyone's interested, I also have discount codes for that as well. It's a little foot pod that you put between your shoelaces. You download the Stride app. I'm part of the Stride community on Facebook, so I'm still learning. I like to learn by doing, and then I start looking and researching and reading articles and looking at YouTube videos about it. But it's been really fun to kind of leave the heart rate and pace alone and do all my running, you know, endurance, tempo, speed workouts by my power, which again, you do this just like you calculate your functional threshold power. If you use a power meter on the bike, there's a power test protocol that they recommend you doing. You can also just use a 5K test result. And once you know your critical run power, then you calculate your zones 1 through 5.
I see the website. It's STRYD.com. And I'll include that in the show notes because I'm curious about this. The more you talk about it, I know you mentioned this to me late last year and maybe I just, I couldn't wrap my head around it, but now that it's so funny. I'm getting a Garmin 920 XT as well. Should be arriving today or tomorrow. And it sees how, you know, it's one of the watches that syncs with it.
Yes. And that's really the main reason I wanted to get, and those, they both arrived within a day apart of each other. So I was thrilled that I could use my new toys, pretty quickly. And, you know, and again, I'm still learning about it, but they offer so much help and education for us athletes as well as coaches because it's such a new technology. There's a lot of people who are just, you know, learning about it. I actually had an athlete I coached last year. That's how I was introduced to it. She's also a coach and she went to I think it was a USAT triathlon coaching conference and she got a Stride early last year. So I was kind of learning about the technology as her coach and I knew I wanted to get one.
So these are at $199. That sound right?
Yeah.
And you have a discount code?
I have a discount code.
Ooh. So can that be put in the newsletter?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll definitely include that.
Interesting. All right. I like, so you're, this also goes directly to your Training Peaks account, uploads to it, this data?
Yes.
I'm liking this Garmin interface and what all the things it can do directly to Training Peaks with the app on your phone, with Strava, correct?
Yeah, I don't use Strava, but yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and everything just automatically syncs. So you press start, you press stop, and then it just automatically syncs to all these Strava, Training Peaks. I don't use them all, so I don't know all the things that they can automatically sync to. But, you know, I think Trainer Road, a lot of people use Trainer Road, and they use their power meter with Trainer Road. Okay. So I think that's another app that I actually recently downloaded. I haven't looked at it yet.
Nice. Any other fitness toys or equipment that you're exploring this year?
No, I'm looking for a new bike.
A new bike.
I really like my Trek Speed concept, but I'd like to explore what else is out there. So I just started looking. So it's not like a high priority for me right now because I just finally got my Trek dialed in last year for bike fit. So I'm hoping through my various connections and people I know, you guys, your listeners out there, maybe you can point me in the right direction and give me some good recommendations. You know, I've had four triathlon bikes in my life. My first one was in 2009. So I'd been in the sport for 17 years. I got my first tri bike in 2009. And then once I got on Team Timex Multisport in 2010, I've had various tri bikes as part of being on the team, Orbea, Quintanaroo, and then Trek. And I've liked them all. It's just been a struggle for me getting fit and dialed in. And so now that I have my Trek dialed in, I'm okay with using it again, but I'd still like to try something new. So I know, you know, I have connections at different tri shops in Colorado. So I'm going to use my tri shop connection in Colorado to see if they can help me out. And then the team that I coach in Turkey, SASFIT, they're actually looking at their sponsorship, bike sponsorship, to help me out as well.
New year, new sponsors, fresh energy.
Yeah, I like changes. Change is good.
I know we talked about our goals last episode leading into the new year and looking ahead for 2018. Have your goals changed? Have you thought about what you're looking to do professionally, personally?
I am in a new age group, and that really, really excites me. I thought about that this past week. Now that I'm starting to feel better. I feel really healthy, physically, mentally, you know, I'm not injured. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm in the 45 to 49 age group. And I got really excited about it. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people I think I just know this from athletes I coach, as they get older, they get more and more maybe down about being in an older age group. And I'm excited. I'm so excited about it. Just racing as a 45-year-old, again, a change is good. And I'm healthy. So my goals are still the same. I'm still targeting Raleigh 70.3 to try to get a South Africa Worlds 70.3 World Championship slot. Again, that my main drive and motivation is my team in Turkey's, most of them are going to be attending and racing that. So I'd love to go race and coach them. And I have Ironman Louisville on the back of my mind, but I'm not going to sign up for that until it gets a lot closer, until I know I'm mentally ready to want to train for an Ironman again. Mm. I was really happy with my Ironman performances the last 2 years, and I'm kind of content with not doing an Ironman right now. But I might, again, if I'm healthy, I might want to get that drive back to do Louisville. And I'm just having so much fun. I did an indoor triathlon.
When?
Last weekend. So as I was starting to get my voice back, there was an indoor triathlon at Lifetime Fitness. And the guy who ran it kind of knew I was an athlete. And he just came up to me and said, I want you to race our indoor triathlon. And I'm like, sure, that sounds like a lot of fun. So I'm really excited about getting fast. And when you train for an Ironman, you don't train for speed. And I think that's a really important concept. I tell athletes all the time, they say, I want to get faster. And my first thing is, well, then don't train for an Ironman because you're not going to get faster. So I'm actually really mostly excited about training for speed and doing this indoor triathlon series at my health club, not being the race director for it, but actually be the participant. Gets me really excited.
It's a series?
It's a series. So Lifetime Fitness has a national series. There's two locations here in Georgia. The Alpharetta location is the one that was picked to be part of the national series. So on January 21st, February 21st, or March 21st, there's 45 clubs around the nation who all do their indoor triathlon series the same day, and it's limited to 100 participants. Now, I'm going to do that series, but the one I did in my Woodstock, Georgia location, they've never done it, and they're not part of the national series. They're just doing it on their own.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to do two series. I'm going to do the national series at Alpharetta, and then the smaller series at Woodstock, Georgia. It's wow. I mean, literally, I can't even stress how much fun I had.
You are drawn to competition and challenges, aren't you?
I'm so driven by challenges, and they're mostly my own little personal, you know, they're mostly my own little personal fitness, you know, kind of testing my fitness every month, see where I'm at personally. But when you win them, it's kind of fun.
You want to come in and surprise some people like, oh, who's that girl? Who's Wendy? Exactly.
Because no one knows me here. It's been great.
I've kind of secretly wanted to do that, is to go to a new city and do a race and hopefully surprise someone, or like, you know, not recognize me, you know, go somewhere where they don't recognize me at all, and then do well, or at least hopefully do well. I wanted to do that, but it takes traveling to do that.
Right.
To get out to there.
A lot, dude. So as you're traveling for your car business, you should look for races in those locations.
It's a possibility. Yeah. It's all that packing a bike around stuff, unless I can drive there.
Oh, that's the best part about the indoor tri. You don't have to bring anything. It's right. Like showing up to a 5K.
Mm-hmm.
Except you got to bring your swimsuit.
Oh, speaking of packing stuff around, we are very serious about getting that Peloton bicycle set up. Have you heard about that? It's for the people who don't know what it is. It's basically a indoor spin bike, but it has a computer on it, a big screen on it, and you can join live classes. I think Melissa, my wife, really wants to get it. I think there's like 20 classes a day that are offered. And so instructors, you just pick the time, kind of like almost like the Wahoo Kicker, where you can, not Wahoo Kicker, but Zwift, where you can ride against other people in real time. But you're right, you're a class, someone's basically teaching a class on cycling, and other people are hooked up to it, and you can see their numbers and see how you compete. But it's like a
cool
$30 or $40 subscription. So that's where it gets expensive. The bike itself is $2,000, but the subscription each month to participate is like $30 or $40.
So you purchase it for your home. You purchase the bike for your home.
Yeah. It's pretty small, compact, you know, easy to move around. We put that in the workout room downstairs. That's what the plan is. And then she wants to really get into that. And then except for a swimming machine, we have everything we need inside our house to never have to go to a gym again, except for the swimming. We got the treadmill, got the exercise equipment, and if we get this bicycle thing, she can use it, and I can still ride my bicycle on a trainer.
Nice.
Never leave the house. I don't know if that's good or bad or not, but anyways, a Peloton is something we may be getting. Console giveaways. We don't really have the full names of people, but we put this at the end of last year. We are offering up these five coaching consults via Skype, or if it had to be by phone, with Wendy. You know, it can be expensive. It can be hard to find someone who you trust and develop a relationship with as a coach. But coaching is so important as an athlete to get some direction, guidance, and maybe a different point of view on what you see. So Wendy offered up her time, 5 hours of time, to anybody. If anyone knows about coaching time, that's a pretty high dollar value on what you're giving away to them. So we had people fill out a form if they were interested in this, and we've got, out of 100 people who signed up, we've got the five names. I have just email addresses, so I'll just kind of guess what the names are. And Wendy drew these by random numbers, and I just found 1, 18, 51, 72, 91. So what we have here, I'll just name four of them, because one name I can't really tell if it's a name or if it's abbreviation. Jen, Megan, Brian, and Craig, with a K, you four. There's one more person, which I don't know what the name is, because it's not really a name. It's part of their email address. We'll be getting emails from Wendy and me to set up a time to schedule a Skype call, or I guess by a phone call if necessary, right?
Yes. And what we're going to do, through the email, you know, we'll kind of, you know, start a rapport and kind of find out what you want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And then I will use Skype to call you on your phone, or if you have a Skype address, we'll talk face to face, and I'm going to record it.
Yes. Cause we want to share.
We want to share it on the Endurance Hour podcast. We did a few of those last year, and I think we got a lot of good feedback about them.
Yeah.
It's fun to talk to other athletes and what they're interested in, what they know and what they don't know. And it's fun for them to share with us and then us to share back. And then more often than not, the comments and the topics we talk about helps other athletes listening to our podcast because they have the same questions and kind of the light bulb goes off.
Totally. Yeah, it was a gentleman who did his first Ironman. Was it his first triathlon for Chattanooga?
It was his first triathlon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was great. And I appreciate him allowing us to do that and to trust us.
He contacted me and said, I want to talk to a coach about my experience. And I'm like, talk to me. As long as you'll let me record it, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to give it. I mean, it's just a consult. It's basically someone else just listening over your shoulder. That's all. But yeah. It's so helpful. So helpful. I like to do these segues. Speaking of being helpful and listening to questions, we have a voicemail today. And the gentleman doesn't leave his name, but if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do so anytime from your phone, your smartphone. You can do it from your computer. Actually, this is from Frank, laptop or desktop. And all you have to do is go to SpeakPipe, the word speak and pipe, all one word, .com/EnduranceHour. Very easy to remember. There's also a tab on EnduranceHour.com. And here is Frank's question, very specific to swimming and Wendy. So take a listen.
How would you recommend a coach to improve stroke efficiency on distance swimmers, college level?
So Frank, thank you for that quick and simple question. I don't know if it has a simple answer, but Wendy, being a college swimmer and college coaching athletes, what's your thoughts?
So again, I was a distance swimmer. You know, the longer the race, the more success I had, and which transferred really well for me to jump into the sport of triathlon 26 years ago. So when you're at the college level swimming, I'm going to tell you, you're pretty much already efficient. Most people who swim at the college level have been swimming since they've been a youth. And through their experience, you know, I was swimming in kindergarten, you know, and so I had 12 years of swimming experience before I went to college. And so I just wanted to start off with that. You should be pretty efficient if you're at that college level of swimming. When we're talking efficiency, the first thing I would do is make sure I took a video of someone and talk to them to find out what their goals were and what they were struggling with and why they're not efficient. Do they not have an efficient recovery, hand entry, underwater catch and push? Are they not efficiently breathing? I think he said we were talking freestyle. Another thing to point out when you're talking about efficiency in swimming, you're talking about stroke rate versus distance per stroke. You may have heard of Swalf score, which is, you know, the when you count how many strokes it takes you per 25 or per 50 and then add it to your time, you get a certain score. So 25 strokes in 25 seconds is going to give you a score of 50 for a 25 meter. And I'm going to want to try to get that stroke count maybe below 45 and then below 40, either by lessening the amount of strokes they take and or swimming faster. So through the analysis of the video and through the analysis of counting their strokes per 25 and understanding what that Swalf score is, and this is what I do when I do stroke analysis is on video, I'm looking at all of this to see, okay, if they're taking more than, you know, 22 strokes per 25 meter, the first thing I want to do is make sure they get their stroke count down, and that in turn will make them faster. So swimming is all about maximizing the distance per stroke, finding the technique to maximize your distance per stroke, and then building the fitness through endurance, tempo, threshold, and speed workouts to maximize the distance per stroke. And then when you increase your stroke rate without losing that distance per stroke, you're going to go faster and you're more efficient. I hope that answered your question.
Thank you, Frank. If you have a follow-up and you need some more clarification, just go ahead and use the voicemail once again, and we'll take care of it in the next podcast. So thank you. SpeakPipe.com/EnduranceHour. Wendy, I mentioned this at the top of the show, and I'm reminded every time I speak about being sick. And there was a question that you you got. I can't tell if this is from Vicky or is that a testimonial. A question about being sick. You want to read this? You want me to read this?
You read it. I don't have it up right now.
Okay. It is here. I recently had the flu and I'm starting to feel better. How do I know when it's time to return to training? All I can think about is losing fitness and wanting to do something. Do other athletes you coach struggle with this when they are down? Sometimes I feel alone in my way of thinking.
And I think that's a very common question. And I understand, that phase of, okay, when I do have the flu, fever, chills, achiness, yeah, you don't feel good. You don't feel doing much other than sleeping. But then when you start to feel better, how do you know if it's okay to start training again? And I think the most basic answer I want to say is, when in doubt, don't do it. If you're feeling any doubts about whether you should go on with some sort of training plan, number one, give yourself another day off. Number two, keep the intensity low. You know, there's various levels of flu-like symptoms, upper respiratory. You know, in my case, when I had my upper respiratory laryngitis last week, I actually felt pretty good. In general, I just didn't have a voice, and trying to use my voice exhausted me. But as far as muscular and breathing wise, I continue to train. I just lowered the intensity and lowered the volume of my workouts because it wasn't really in my chest. I was coughing from the throat. I wasn't really coughing from the chest. So I felt it was okay to exercise. No fever, no aches, no chills. So it really just depends on what level of recovery you're in. But if you are going to exercise, I'd say keep the intensity low and maybe back off on the volume for at least 48 to 72 hours. Assess how you feel. Be really mindful. And I also wanted to point out, you're not going to build fitness trying to train while you're sick or injured. That's not the way you want to build fitness. And taking a day or two off, you're not going to lose fitness either. That's an important concept to understand. And maybe some athletes struggle with that. But a lot of the athletes I coach, because I'm able to share my experiences, I've been there, done that. I know that's not the right thing to do. So I share my experience with athletes I coach. And more often than not, sometimes many of the athletes I coach, I don't even know they're sick. They'll tell me 4 or 5 days later, oh, I haven't been logging my training peaks because I had the flu. I had a fever. And then that's kind of how I find out, or I'll follow up with them and say, hey, are you okay? You haven't been logging in your Training Peaks account. What's up? And they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm just recovering from the flu, or I'm recovering from bronchitis or something like that. So I think, again, because I've shared my experience with athletes I coach, they know when they're sick, they just need to back off and communicate with me. And then I'll help revise their training plan to help them get back on track a little bit slower so they don't, relapse.
Got it.
How about you? Any thoughts from you?
Well, I definitely believe in the taking a rest and trying to get stay as relaxed as possible. Let your body heal. Let your body do what it wants to do. Listen to your body. This is kind of a weird segue, but my wife and I are going through birthing classes right now. We're taking these 3-hour classes three times over a 3-week period. And the lady who's teaching it, she says, your body's going to know when it's time to have that baby. You know, you're going to have that baby. This is a win-win situation. Listen to what your body says when it's time. And so I kind of equate that to, in a way, being sick. If your body says, I got a headache, or I'm having a hard time breathing, or my muscles ache, that's your body saying you need to slow down.
Yeah.
There's really no brain surgery behind this one. Just do what your body says to do. Just like if you're thirsty or if you're hungry, eat and drink when you're thirsty and hungry. Don't force stuff down your throat. Don't force yourself to do that extra workout because it could be 2 steps back to what you think might be only a 1 step forward. It's just not smart. Just be primal, you know, listen to who you are.
That's great advice. You know, I think I learned the hard way, you know, especially after my first Ironman in 1997, I didn't listen to my body. I forced it. And I came down with chronic fatigue syndrome. So I had 6 months off. So instead of taking like a month off, I ended up having at least 6 months off because I didn't rest and I didn't recover and I didn't listen to my body and I forced it. So bam, I was down for 6 months. So I'd much rather have 48 hours off then continue to have to continue to not be 100% and have 2 weeks off here, 2 weeks off there. I just want to get it done and I want to rest.
And I understand that it's tough to trust the process, but just like you follow your numbers, whether it's power numbers or heart rate numbers, you must trust those because there is science behind it. I mean, if you are, let's say this happened to me, you get a flat in a race and you feel like you have to go harder to catch up to where you would have been if you didn't get that flat. That's not smart. That's not normal. That's not what you do because your body's not ready for that. That's not what your body trained for. And similar to this, believe and trust that your body's going to do what it needs to do to be the healthiest. And if you go outside that comfort zone, your body's going to tell you.
I agree. Another thing I'd always recommend to coaches or athletes or anyone, do a role play. What would you tell your friend or what would you tell an athlete that you were coaching if they had the symptoms that you were experiencing? Would you tell them to say, fine, you feel fine, go train? Or would you tell your friend or athlete that you coached based on how you're feeling to rest? So role playing is, I think, a good thing to do.
And I know this as being an athlete and in hearing other coaches say this in other sports, is there is a difference between being sore and being injured. You know, after a hard workout, or that you want to go to a race and you feel like, hey, I can do this. I can tough it out. I remember you had that issue with your legs, wasn't it? There was an injury that you were like, I don't know if I should run or push myself because I could do some serious long-term damage.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Were you injured or were you sore or was it just something nagging? And that's something you have to look into yourself and be honest and say, is this a sore back issue, or is this a sore shoulder or joint issue, or do I really have an issue where there's an injury that's I'm making worse?
Yeah. And again, I've learned the hard way. I've learned by illnesses and injuries. 26 years ago, you know, probably the first 10 years of me doing triathlon, I had to figure it out on my own. There wasn't information, there wasn't coaching, there wasn't blogs and articles and podcasts out there to teach me. I had to figure it out by getting sick and injured. And so I use my experiences to share as a coach, and hopefully the trust that athletes have in me, they'll trust that I'm guiding them in the right direction. But ultimately, it's up to the athlete to make the choice to do what they want to do.
Yeah. And I agree. Sometimes we are hard-headed and we have to do it on our own to understand. And then it's like telling that teenager when you're an adult, this is going to work out, and they don't know because they haven't been there yet. And it's hard to trust or buy into something when you've never been there before. Well, with this episode, Wendy, I want to kind of cut this one short because our theme, or I don't know, our philosophy moving forward in 2018 is to be focused on maybe individual questions or topics with our episodes. Because what you said last year, that when you kind of cycle through podcasts that you listen to, you want to hear a certain topic. And sometimes you don't want to go through listening to maybe the marketing or the advertising or the training plan talk that we do sometimes. You want to get right to the topic. And so will you tell our listeners what we're trying to focus on moving forward with special episodes?
So we've collected, over the couple months, you know, really the last month, a lot of questions that athletes have posted in our T2 Endurance group. They've emailed me, they've left on messages on various social media channels. And we want to have short, focused, called Endurance Minute topics that we're going to promote multiple days a week. So maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're going to have, we don't know what we're going to call it yet, if we're going to still call Endurance Hour. It's going to be Endurance Hour, Endurance Minute. And we're just going to podcast more frequently specific topics and answer questions. And hopefully you guys will continue to get us feedback. I mean, we've had feedback that from people that say, oh, I can't wait for my hour ride because I get to listen to the Endurance Hour podcast on my hour ride, which is great. We're still going to have longer episodes, but we're also going to have the shorter, more frequent episodes.
And that will be clear in the description when you go to iTunes or wherever you listen to us online. You'll see what the topic is, what we're going to be discussing. And sometimes it'll be fun, fun little episodes. Sometimes they'll be in depth with an athlete coach, something along those lines. Or maybe there's something big that you and I did that we want to go more in depth to, or whether it's a race, whether it's some training things that we're doing that we want to discuss and share. So there's going to be some variety, but I think the frequency will be higher. Last year, I was telling Wendy before the show that we posted 49 episodes last year in 2017. So almost one a week. We were there consistently there one a week. And then every once in a while, we had to take some time off for whatever reason. But this year, we'll definitely be over 50 episodes. We'll have definitely more than one a week on average once we get done with this. Finishing off with the T2 Endurance Club, just a reminder about that, Wendy, and what that's all about for those who don't know.
So the T2 Endurance Club is a closed Facebook group. Anyone in the group can see the posts. Anyone can search for the group, but people outside the group can't see what people are posting. So it's very private, being a closed group. And we have a lot of chatter going on. I try to post a question. You know, I try to do it every other day. Questions like the one I just most recently posted was, what does it mean to be a real triathlete or a real runner or a real swimmer? If you can swim, bike, run, you're a triathlete. If you can swim, you're a swimmer. If you can run, you're a runner. What does the word real have? You know, why that definition? Why that label? And so, you know, I just post various questions and people just comment on them and people are sharing their experiences. The challenge, you know, I still try to post monthly challenges. This month, a lot of the athletes in the group are participating in an iron distance challenge that their goal is to kind of kick off the new year and accumulate 2.4 miles of swimming, 112 miles of biking, and a marathon during the month of January. Some athletes are doing two or three of those during the month of January. Other athletes are scraping by with trying to just complete one iron distance event in the month of January. So we do kind of fun stuff like that, as well as answer any questions, nutritional, health, fitness, or sport. So it's been pretty fun. We started it in March of 2017, and we're over 300 members. So it steadily grows each day, each week.
And we're not trying to make this a group of thousands and thousands of people, and we're not really advertising it in too many places. It's basically the podcast and maybe here or there online of to invite you, because we want this to be a tight group of people who are focused on helping each other, sharing good things. It's not a place for other coaches to advertise their services. This is for you guys, and we're going to share some of our coaching videos that we do, whether they're swim and run analyses that we do for each of you, and those are free. So if any questions you have, that's the place to go, and there is actually a three question questionnaire that you must answer in order to get in the group, because we want to know where you're coming from. We're not just going to let anybody in there, because we respect your time and your privacy, and that's why we're keeping it somewhat small. But I'm all open for, you know, getting up to 1,000 really dedicated quality members in the group by the end of this year.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for me, one of the fun things for me is to, you know, an athlete, I forget an athlete's in there. And then, you know, maybe 6 months after they joined, they make a post like, oh my gosh, thank you for all the inspiration you've provided me. Because of this challenge, I've been able to do X, Y, and Z that I didn't think I could do. So even though everyone's not chattering or posting anything, people are looking, and that's what it's all about. It's all about us holding each other accountable and inspiring each other and motivating each other to live a healthy, active lifestyle.
Definitely. Well, that'll wrap up this episode. This is episode 241. And if you go to endurancehour.com/episode, fill in the blank at that point, and you can find any episode online. So this will be endurancehour.com/episode241. And you'll see some of the show notes there. And please sign up for our newsletter, because we give out discounts and updates. And it's a good place to take advantage of some opportunities there. We appreciate you, and thank you, and looking forward to a great 2018 from the Endurance Hour. For Wendy Mader, I'm Dave Erickson. We'll see you next time. Have a great week of training, racing, or maybe recovering from an illness. Adios.
Adios.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere. Sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come, little baby. There's my feet, they lost, but so far.